WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. A massive hunt is underway for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, Wednesday morning in New York. Surveillance videos have been released showing the suspect's face. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest on the hunt.
Right now, it's DNA evidence, surveillance, and motive, along with police asking not just NYPD, but the task force made up of NYPD and U.S. Marshals.
The man President-elect Trump wants as his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, is back on Capitol Hill today asking for support. CBS's Torian Small says Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst is on the fence.
When asked on Fox News this morning, she said she's going to wait for this process to play out, take it all the way to the hearings if he stays in this.
Ernst is reported to be among those Trump is considering to run the Pentagon if Hegseth withdraws. A federal judge has rejected Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to fraud after two fatal 737 MAX crashes. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Green Bay man missing since last Wednesday was found dead in Ozaukee County yesterday. The body of 37-year-old Benjamin Berenson was located in a remote area north of Silver Beach Road in the town of Belgium. Ozaukee County officials say they made the discovery using drones and dogs. Berenson's vehicle was found in that area off 43 last Friday. The investigation into his death continues, with Ozaukee and Brown County officials collaborating on the case. It'll start to warm up, getting to 50 this weekend. Strong winds combined with light snow made for some brief whiteout conditions yesterday, but accumulation was minimal. Temperatures will rise through today and tomorrow, with highs near 50 on Sunday. Are there more than 10,000 additives in U.S. food products? Wisconsin Watch checked that claim. Here's Tricia Young with more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claimed in September that he heard that there were 10,000, quote, ingredients, unquote, allowed in U.S. food. The FDA estimates over 10,000 chemicals are authorized, including food additives and colorants. In 2011, the Institute of Food Technologists reported 66% were agency approved, with manufacturers deeming the rest safe without FDA review. Lead researcher Thomas Neltner now estimates the count has risen to 11,000 chemicals. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Some roads in downtown Waukesha will be closed tomorrow. The Night of Lights event will impact traffic in the afternoon. At 5:30 tomorrow night, the Waukesha tree will get lit up. Plus, there's the lantern stroll with caroling and the Walk of Lights lighting ceremony along Riverfront Street. The Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday at 4. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning three in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickell on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still, gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like the teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. Next up, Tom Paulswitz joins me in the co-host chair. We're going to talk about the arguments before the Supreme Court about transgender care rights. Next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Thursday, December 5th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Glad to have you along here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Beautiful, bright blue sky, just as Brittany predicted. This is my kind of winter weather. Much rather have the sun out and be a little crisp than gloomy and rainy. Not my kind of weather. Thank you to Trigvi Olson for coming in. Don't have to worry about the weather tonight. Packers inside at Ford Field in Detroit. Again, you can hear that game tonight on select stations. Select stations across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. In Richland Center on WRCO. In Park Falls on WCQM, and in Racine, Kenosha on WRJN. The Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions broadcast starts tonight with a pregame show at 5 o'clock. Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Green Bay Packers and The Rock, take over just after 7 o'clock with the play-by-play. You can watch the game only on Prime. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can also stream it. So that works.
Yeah, it's so you have it's so annoying.
It is. It is a little bit annoying. But I broke down and got the old Prime earlier this year, not for that, but for ordering stuff. And so I watch it tonight.
I've had it for a while, Prime, but right. I split the cost with my family. We all just use my account.
Don't tell them; they'll come after you. Speaking of things, you know, I ordered some stuff. Whatever. Cyber Monday, this past Monday, was the biggest U.S. online shopping day ever.
Really?
Ever. Let me use that word as two syllables. Ever.
I usually do Cyber Monday, but I didn't this year.
$15.8 million. On Cyber Monday, want to take a guess? How long did it take shoppers to spend every blank, shoppers on Monday spent $15.8 million.
13 seconds.
Little quick.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Every minute. So every 60 seconds on Monday, online shoppers were spending $15.8 million. That's how much U.S. consumers spent in 2 hours on Monday night. Capping off a five-day spending spree that smashed previous records. U.S. consumers spent a total of $13.3 billion, with a B, on Cyber Monday, up 7.3% from the previous year, according to
that's a big jump.
Adobe Analytics, yes.
So lots of people buying gifts. So time once again, 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock. For what's worse, here we go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. Your chance to have your voices heard across the state of Wisconsin and around the world. Sadly, no prizes being given away right now. But have your dialing fingers ready. Because coming up on Monday, it's Big Monday. It's not a Cyber Monday. Because guess what? You don't have to spend anything coming up Monday. We're giving you stuff, all right? It's a big text-to-win giveaway. It's the Santa and his elves Holly Jolly text-to-win giveaway. Is that the name of it?
It is not.
It is not. But it's something close to that. This is real. Another big text-to-win giveaway starting on Monday. Here's how it works. You can only get your answers to us via the Civic Media app, unless you happen to be someone with a disability and you need to call in, we can take that as well. But for the vast majority of folks, only texting is allowed, which means you have to download the Civic Media app. Go to your Apple or Android device right now. Do not delay. Don't forget it, because Monday you're going to be listening and you're going to say, oh, why didn't I do this Friday or Thursday? So go to your Apple or Android device, go to your search engine, your search or whatever. Your app store, I guess they call it, and go to your search bar in your app stores. App stands for applications.
Sure does.
Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, Civic Media. It'll pop up a little C and M logo. You click on it. It'll download. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Now you're set. So on Monday, I will have a word of the hour, a word of the hour, and I will tell you what that word is. You will then open up the app, and the first 12 stations on the app are all News Talk. You can select any one of them. We like it if you select one near you, but select any one, and when you open it up, on the right-hand side, it will have a little icon that says text, that I will give you the word, and you will text it in. All right. It'll be a good time had by all, as my former teacher Ken Lewis is fond of saying. Every hour, somebody is going to win a candy cane, a solid gold candy cane, courtesy of, I better not get myself in trouble. No, I don't believe there's any gold involved in this one, is there?
I don't think
no.
So.
But there'll be spectacular prizes every hour of this giveaway. And then you get entered into a big grand prize, which we'll tell you about on Monday.
Yes, we were told we would get the information today, which I'm not saying.
Don't get us in trouble.
I wasn't going to say I don't think right. We're going to get it. I was going to say they said by the end of the day today, and so we don't have it
by
for today's
close
show.
By close of business.
So tomorrow we should be able to give you the details.
Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor on Facebook, says, "Let me test the system. The word this hour is pool boy." All right, well, let's give it a test. As it turns out, you're right, Jeff Perry. Be a very chilly pool boy on a December 5th day. But sure, if you want to text in the word pool boy,
nothing will happen, but you can.
But you can. We can test the system. This is not a bad idea. You can text the word pool boy for a test run to make sure everything's working right. Or you can do this. Text in an answer to today's what's worse. We were talking about Cyber Monday. All right. Giving gifts away. Here's the question for what's worse today. What's worse? The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you could text us on the Civic Media app.
I definitely have an opinion on that.
Here's somebody, Andrew Main, saying frozen pool boy is the word of the hour. That's more like it, right? No, but this is a great question. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. For me, I think this applies more when you're younger, when you're a kid. As years have passed, at least in our family, We don't do a lot of big gift giving. We just enjoy the time together, which I think is fantastic. But for kids, maybe, what's worse? The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get?
Somebody, I could also
somebody
see
on
it.
WISS texted in, "Pool boy, the gift I wanted was a subscription to the Milwaukee Business Journal, but did not get it last year."
I could see the gift you didn't get being a big thing. Like, let's say you're in a couple and you've decided, one of the people has decided, I'm going to do a better job of listening to what you want. And they drop hints all year about something. Like, you know, it'd be really nice if we had a new whatever, like something reasonable. Like, right. If we had a new pan for cooking stir fry, and then
you're talking about passive aggressive gift hinting.
Yes. And then they don't get it. You know, ultimately, I'm trying to come up with a way for the one that I don't think is worse.
Right.
And I'm doing a poor job at playing devil's advocate.
Well, when you're a kid, though.
Yeah. When you're a kid.
What do you think? What's worse? The gift you didn't want, like you open it up like, well, I didn't really want that. Is that worse than not getting the gift you wanted?
Or any gift.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
I think that's how Jeff Perry interpreted it.
Jeff Perry saying what's worse is the gift you didn't get. Oh, there you go. All right. Even if you receive something you don't necessarily want, at least you know the gift giver remembered you and was thinking of you. Oh, all right.
So, yes, if you mean that way.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's another way to look at it, right? So I took it as you got other things, but you just didn't get the one thing you wanted. But yes, I suppose no gift at all would be the ultimate. What's worse? But what's worse, the gift you didn't want, so you open it and you got something, but it's not what you wanted, or the fact that you may have received other things, you just didn't get the gift that you wanted. The gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. The gift I didn't want. It can be difficult to appear delighted when you absolutely hate the gift. Oh, that's interesting. There you go.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I think that the gift you didn't want is worse because even if you take it as far as Jeff Perry did, where the gift you didn't get means you get none, I would rather get nothing than something I don't want a lot of the time,
right?
Because I'm bad at getting rid of stuff.
Right.
And as long as, you know, if the person's there, you're spending time with them, that's what's most important.
Tom in New Berlin says, what's up? All of a sudden you changed Todd's show, and what happened to Morning Joe? Well, Tom, it's still the same show. It's just that it's not, you know, political season every day anymore. So, you know, we try to find multiple things to talk about. We did a whole hour close to of politics with Trigvi, right? And we'll do some more a little bit later, but we just try to change it up a little bit, especially during the season. 855-752, but we appreciate listening. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? Joshua in Wausau, listening on WXCO, says, my son would say the gift he didn't get, right? Probably true. Michaela on West Bend, listening via WAUK, getting the gift you didn't want instead of the gift you wanted is definitely worse than the one or the other. Chris in Janesville, worse is getting the gift your brother asked for. Well, I guess that's true too. If your brother asked for something and you got his gift, right? Mark in Prairie du Sac, didn't we all want a Red Ryder BB gun at some point?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Right. It's all fun and games until somebody gets an eye out. Come on back. More after this. Stay tuned. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up, everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. Yeah. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, December 5th, in the middle of what's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get. What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Speaking of gifts you didn't want, now the people in charge are working on it. But we had a text from a caller, a listener, and we've tracked it down. And Zomers, you say we have confirmed this actually happened, and we do not know how or why it happened. But apparently, on at least one of, if not more of our stations, yesterday and today, there was an ad playing for, what were they, Trump sneakers?
Yeah.
They're called Trump victory sneakers. And apparently no one bought that ad, but somehow it was hacked. Our system was hacked and it played over the air, which is a little disturbing, quite frankly, and also kind of funny.
Well, it's gone now.
But that would be a gift that I would not want.
Correct.
That would be a great
the gift that I did not want is worse.
Yeah. If that's what I got, a pair of Trump victory sneakers, that would be a gift I did not want. I would say, where's the return? Thank you, but where's the return slip? That's great. That's fantastic. Off the text line here. Oh, but this is fantastic, by the way, update on the Packers game tonight. I said that you had to watch on Amazon Prime if you wanted to watch it. But Larry, giving us a call down there from Southeast Wisconsin, brings us news you can use. The Packers game is on WTMJ Channel 4 television, as well as the Green Bay TV by contractual obligation. I had forgotten about that, and it may be on an affiliate up in the Green Bay market as well. So I forgot about that locally they have to contractually show that in some markets. So check your local listings, as they say, at least if you're in the Milwaukee area in the TMJ television 4 market, you can watch it over the air there. So be aware of that. And of course, as we said earlier, if you're out in Southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center, up north of Highway 29 in northern Wisconsin at Park Falls, or in the Racine Kenosha area, you can listen to the Packer game, the radio broadcast right here on Civic Media on those local stations, 5 o'clock 5 o'clock pregame and kick off just after 7 o'clock. So thank you very much. Appreciate that, Larry, for setting us straight on there. I shouldn't be, but I'm a little surprised by this story of how much people spent on Cyber Monday. $13.3 billion, up 7.3 from the previous Cyber Monday. Concerns about inflation linger, according to this story on CNN, but the holiday season's sweetened discounts.
Yeah, we got a text from Llama in Madison saying, how much of the Cyber Monday increase was due to the worry of future tariffs?
Could be.
I would say probably not much, but non-zero. I would say a small amount of that is probably people like, well, might as well buy this appliance now.
Right. And as the article says here, many of these retailers sweetened discounts and turned into increased spending. Consumers spent a record $41.1 billion across the 5 days beginning on Thanksgiving Day, according to Adobe. Quote, while Cyber Monday remained the season's and the year's biggest online shopping day, year-over-year growth was stronger on both Thanksgiving and Black Friday, according to Adobe Digital Insights. Online spending on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday were up 8.8% and 10.2% year-over-year, respectively, according to Adobe. Early discounts from retailers encouraged people to buy earlier this year, so Cyber Monday was kind of a last call. I have bought things online before, but I'm still one of those people that likes to the tactile. I don't remember if I've ever bought clothes online. Just because I want to try it on. But like, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, I bought stuff for work, you know, my travel kit or whatever, electronics or something like that, a camera or whatever that. It is what it is, right? I don't necessarily have to hold it in my hand to buy it.
I've always been big on online shopping since I was little. I'd be like, hey, can I buy this? My mom would be like, I don't know. I don't really do online shopping. So I was the one who pushed for it in our household.
I think it's generational, right?
I think so. Because, I mean, that's what I grew up seeing advertised was online shopping.
Right. Which is...
And Cyber Monday especially used to be really good for deals on computer parts.
Oh, really?
And so when my friends and I were building computers and stuff... Mm. Or helping other people to do it, be like, all right, Cyber Monday, you got to check on these websites.
Very good. What's worse, for your last chance here before we wrap this up for the day, what's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, the gift you didn't want or the gift you didn't get? Lynn from Oconomowoc says, okay, Todd, for my 14th birthday, I wanted a stereo. I got a set of golf clubs and lessons with the pro at the Alice Chalmers Golf Course. Wow. Oh, did I mention my birthday is in December? So definitely not the gift I asked for. Still disappointed. Well, that's interesting. Now, I wonder, like, were her parents golfers?
Right. I feel like there's got to be... In order for you to get that as a gift, it's got to be either a big family thing or somebody thought you were just really into golf.
Because, I mean, that's a very nice gift, a set of golf clubs and lessons with a pro at a place like Alice Chalmers Golf Course. But, you know, she wanted the stereo. What else we got here? Al in Jackson here, listening on WAUK, says it depends on where you are in life. That's so true. When I was younger, I couldn't afford everything I wanted, and the gift I didn't get was worse. Today, I have piles of crap I need to get rid of. And not only does the gift I don't want add to the crap, but people all get all insulted if I get rid of the gift they gave me. And it's just additional crap I can get rid of for at least 2 years because I'm obliged in keeping it.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's really funny. That's really funny. Alan Jackson, that's a great perspective, right? Oh, Lordy, that's really good. What else we got here?
Joshua in Wausau says, Aaron, I spent more money on Cyber Monday on Newegg than I can remember getting PC parts. Yeah, me too. Not anymore. Newegg has had some shady practices as of late, but they used to be really good for PC parts.
All right. I'm going to say it's the gift that you didn't want sometimes.
It seems that one won.
Yeah, I guess the winner here. All right, come on back. Turn our attention to a little bit of news of the day around the state and otherwise. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Hallball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Very troubling. That's what Senator Tammy Baldwin called some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet selections. She made the comments at a WISP Politics D.C. event. The newly re-elected Baldwin seemed happy about the possibility of Sean Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman leading the Department of Transportation. Baldwin noted that some of Trump's nominees, including former Representative Matt Gaetz, have already been replaced due to controversies. She suggested that Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth could be the next to face rejection. In Maguanago schools, police will not be involved in enforcing the cell phone ban. Village officials gave up on a plan to issue tickets to high school students for using their cell phones in classrooms. The proposal was intended to reinforce the school's existing cell phone ban. With yesterday's snow squalls, icy roads, and wind gusts, winter is upon us. With more storms brewing for next week, it's good to be prepared. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has tips on how to get that snowblower working and in peak condition.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
The airport drop-off could get costlier in the new year. A $3 drop-off fee for Uber, Lyft, and other rideshare services at Mitchell moved closer to approval after a unanimous vote by a Milwaukee County committee this week. The measure still needs final approval from the county board. If they do approve it, the new cost could begin January 1st. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still, gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like the teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 23.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer, engineer. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock of the Civic Media Radio Network. A little breaking news for you here in the Madison area. According to Channel3000.com, the local CBS News affiliate, headline, 19 people arrested for protesting at University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today. Dateline Madison, 19 people were arrested and released after protesting at the Universities of Wisconsin, formerly known as University of Wisconsin System, Board of Regents meeting this morning. There were about 50 protesters that disrupted the meeting at around 8:30 this morning at Gordon Dining and Events Center, one of the big dining places, dining halls at the UW-Madison campus. UW Police Department officers and student affairs staff warned the group of protesters to stop, but they refused, according to a UW-Madison Police Department statement. The disruption in total lasted about 15 minutes. The groups, and here's the kicker, that were protesting were Students for Justice in Palestine at UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee Popular University for Palestine, along with other pro-Palestinian student groups from UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee. Look, they're learning a valuable lesson as college students. Rather than going to Kamala Harris's rallies here in Madison during the campaign and disrupting them and then sitting the election out because, you know what, I just can't bring myself to vote for Kamala Harris. I want to be a protest voter. Congratulations. Congratulations. You helped Kamala Harris lose and you helped elect Donald Trump. These are the results. This is the price for sitting out elections. I just can't vote for the lesser of two evils. Great. Now you get Donald Trump. It's a valuable lesson to learn. Rather than not voting and being upset with what you got, participate in elections. Vote. Voting is much more powerful than protesting, especially after the election. Ever been to the Bahamas, Mr. Zommers?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. I've always wanted to go to the Bahamas. This is an interesting news statement, or a release, put out by the prime minister. I did not know there was a prime minister of the Bahamas. There's a prime minister. Because we've been talking about this for some time. Other people have been talking about it as well. Donald Trump ran on mass deportations. Going to come in, going to deport 11, 12, whatever you want to say, 13 million people out of the United States. And a lot of smart people have said, but excuse me, it's going to cost a lot of money. And what do you do with those folks? Well, now we know what they're trying to do. This morning, this is a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister of the Trump Administration Transition Team Proposal. This comes directly from the Office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Quote, the Office of the Prime Minister wishes to address recent reports regarding a proposal from the Trump Transition Team in the United States for the Bahamas to accept deportation flights of migrants from other countries. This matter was presented to the government of the Bahamas, but was reviewed and firmly rejected by the Prime Minister. The Bahamas simply does not have the resources to accommodate such a request. The Prime Minister's priorities remain focused on addressing the concerns of the Bahamian people. Since the Prime Minister's rejection of this proposal, there has been no further engagement or discussions with the Trump transition team or any other entity regarding this matter. The government of the Bahamas remains committed to its position. And I think that last line might be one of the key ones. Putting it out there, making it clear, it doesn't matter how much you try to bully us. The government of the Bahamas remains committed in its position, unquote. So now we have confirmation from the Bahamas that the Trump administration, the incoming, at least the transition team, before they're even actually in power, the Trump administration is trying to shop around places that they can ship deportees. And I think it's really interesting, if not dangerous, to think about this for a second, because look, I don't have the stats in front of me. My guess would be that the vast majority of undocumented folks in the United States are not illegal, quote unquote, Bahamians. I'm just guessing. I mean, think about it. If you come from a beautiful island where it's warm and nice all the time and you're eating fresh fruit and on the beach, why would you want to come to Wisconsin? Right. So I don't think the problem here is, the issue is that we have lots of, undocumented Bahamians running around America and we're trying to ship them back to Bahamas. No. What the Trump administration is evidently doing here is not talking about rounding up folks from the country from which they came, be it Mexico or Venezuela or Nicaragua, and returning them to those countries. They're talking about rounding up folks, undocumented folks, and shipping them to any old place that will take them. I think it's a very dangerous precedent.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm not surprised, because it's logistically impossible to send everybody to, round them up and send them back. Mm. And so them doing this, reaching out to countries, looking for places to just dump people, suggests to me that they might actually try to follow through. Whereas before I was kind of skeptical.
Sure, yeah. No, I mean, I think that's one of the points here, is that clearly that folks who said, Trump's never going to do half the stuff he's talking about. Well, clearly now we have evidence from, I guess if you don't want to believe the official office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I'm inclined to believe him.
You can choose not to believe them. Right. I would just question that choice.
Right. But clear now that the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, is trying to shop around folks from the United States who are undocumented and send them to the Bahamas, send them to the places where they have no relatives, no money in that country, no access to any sort of support network.
Now, that's a gift that these immigrants and countries didn't want.
Right. I mean, it's just right. And to me, it speaks to the complete lack of humanity that the incoming Trump administration is looking at this from. And again, not a surprise or unexpected when you think about that this goofball Stephen Miller is the guy who is in charge of this plan. And when he worked for Trump the first time, some of his reprehensible comments and takes on immigrants to this country were disgusting. So for folks that don't think that some of this stuff is going to happen, here now we have evidence already, 4 weeks after the election, that they're all are already trying to do it. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Mark and Pertisac on the app says Trump's team is violating the Logan Act. I'm no expert, Mark. Have to ask somebody like Maggie Dawn or Matt Flynn, who's an attorney.
It appears.
My take would be that since now Trump is a president-elect, I mean, at this point, Trump and his team are receiving the daily national security briefing. That's just the way it goes with any transition team. So now that he is a president-elect, he may be within the parameters. But again, don't quote me on that. I'm not an attorney. Also, Andrew listing in Maine says maybe the Bahamas just want craft beer and cheese.
As for why they would move to Wisconsin.
Right, maybe. Yeah, look, I love the Bahamian people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I've never been to the Bahamas. I'm a person that listens to a lot of Kenny Chesney, and I've heard about the Bahamas. No, I've known people that went there and said it's beautiful. It's like paradise. So I'm making the point that with my lack of knowledge, I'm being a little flippant, word of the day, that I don't think there's a lot of people in the Bahamas that are like, geez, I hate it here. I want to go to the United States and be undocumented. I just don't think that's the issue. It's clear that what the incoming Trump administration transition team is doing is literally shopping human beings to other countries. Shopping human beings to other countries. Andrew in Maine, once again, WAUK says, in short, the Trump administration is looking for a location they can illegally immigrate the immigrants they want to deport. Yeah, well said. Terry, listening to Cross Plains on WMDX, says it just highlights the fact that Trump and his incoming administration had no plan how to carry out their mass deportation. It's all talking points. Agree with you, Terry. Again, we can go back and use Trump term one for at least the basis of some of this stuff. And Terry's right. How many times do we hear Trump himself in the first term say, well, that's coming, you know, infrastructure week. It became a joke. There never was an infrastructure week. Never was any actual legislation. Not until Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, helped put through a bill through Congress and Biden signed it into law. And now we have $1 billion coming to Superior, Wisconsin to replace the Blatnick Bridge. We have millions of dollars coming into Wisconsin for broadband and rural internet. We have millions of dollars coming into Wisconsin to replace other infrastructure and roads. That's what real plans are. Donald Trump, during this campaign on healthcare, quote, we have a concept of a plan, unquote. And look, I mean, obviously a plurality of Americans thought, yeah, we're good with that. But again, another example of actions have consequences. And this is one that unfortunately, a lot of people are going to say, ah, so what? They want to send people to the Bahamas. I don't care. Not going to affect me. All right. I'm just saying there may be a point where something you care about does get affected. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Worth mentioning that we're going to keep, again, worth mentioning the fact that this comes from another legitimate government, right? This isn't a news source. This isn't the left. This isn't the Democratic talking point.
As far as other governments, it's not Russia.
Right. You know, the Bahamas are one of our allies. Lots of tourism going back and forth. And again, I think it's maybe I'm just reading into it too much, but I think one of the key things is here, the government of the Bahamas says, we're not changing our mind on this, by the way. So you get the sense that already people within the incoming Trump administration transition team are trying to put the screws to him politically or otherwise. Because I'm sure there's trade and, you know, tourism, like I say. So what sort of intimidation tactics are the incoming Trump administration transition team using on folks? But good of the Bahamas for standing up and saying, yeah, not so much. We're not going to be intimidated. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Josh listening on WXCO Waukesha, in Wausau, says he'll have his healthcare plan next week. Have it next week. Yeah, right. All right, come on back. We'll wrap up the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oswald Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Oswald Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which station across Civic Media's radio network you are listening to. And then our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. Mr. Dom Salvia with the Dom Salvia Show. 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabe. By the way, a big shout out to Pete Schwabe and this great show called Nightlight, and their great producer, Conrad. They celebrated their one-year anniversary yesterday.
Congrats.
Congrats to Pete Schwabe and Conrad and Nightlight. It's a great program.
It really is.
It is. And they talk not just entertainment, but kind of lifestyle stuff. They'll throw a little sports once in a while. It's a very chill way to end your day. You're going to learn something. You're probably going to laugh. And occasionally might even be touched. So congratulations to Pete Schwabe. He was successful long before he came to Civic Media, and we're just honored and happy to have him part of the Civic Media family. So congrats to Pete Schwabe and Conrad and the great program Nightlight. You can catch it every evening from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Quick breaking news story once again. This from CNN. Tsunami warnings have been issued for parts of Northern California and Oregon coastlines after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of California. The earthquake hit at 10:44 Pacific time, about 60 miles southwest of Ferndale, California, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The tsunami activity could impact the California cities of San Francisco, Crescent City, Fort Bragg, and the Oregon cities of Port Oxford, Brookings, and Charleston, according to the National Weather Service. This is a developing story and will be updated as conditions warrant. Again, ABC and CBS, I expect, will have these updates on very disturbing news. 7.0 magnitude earthquake off the coast of California. So not centered on land, but still you know, these tsunami warnings that can result in some pretty damaging things along the coastline. So stay tuned. We'll keep you abreast of that. Very quickly, want to wrap up this discussion on the Office of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, putting out a statement today saying that the Trump transition team has reached out and wanted to send deportees of undocumented folks in the United States to the Bahamas. And the Bahamas are said no. So, quote, "We simply do not have the resources to accommodate such a request," and that later on, the government of the Bahamas remains committed in its position, unquote. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in Nina on WISS. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to tie this into earlier you had with your guest Trigby talking about Marco Rubio. So really the follow-up question should be, Senator Rubio, do you support this use for the State Department? So I understand that he's more traditional, and I likewise ask Sean Duffy if he's going to keep the trains on time to get them places with transportation. The role of the Democrats and the media will be uncomfortable questions for the people that need that are going to fill these spots. So even if somebody is more respectable than others, they are also agreeing to work with this autocrat. So this is the kind of stuff that obviously the Secretary of State would be involved in if it was to go forward or with other countries or that kind of thing.
I think these are
the kinds of questions for the people that are going to fill those roles.
Now, I think you raise a good point, Tom. I appreciate you calling in. And yes, to your point, traditionally, Secretary of State would be involved in something like this. But I think that's going to be one of the big questions, right? And moving forward is that is Trump and his inner circle, are they going to follow traditional norms, or are they going to make, for a guy like Marco Rubio, are they going to make his job harder as a potential Secretary of State by doing an end run around? And then Stephen Miller guy is just going to say, no, we're just putting him on a plane and dumping him off somewhere like the Bahamas. That is not going to be great State Department. That's not going to make great for great relations between State Department officials.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it very much. So you know, it raises a great point. And that's why I've talked before on the show about institutions. And yes, I know institutions are not perfect and we have problems sometimes. By institutions, I mean things like our government, the United States Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court, the executive branch, the State Department, the military. But there's chains of command and traditional ways of doing things that have worked, for better or worse, pretty consistently for over 200 and, you know, going on 250 years here soon. And the fact that Donald Trump is the first person to the executive branch to really come in and figuratively, keyword figuratively, blow this stuff up politically and say, I'm not going to adhere to the norms. I think that's what Trigby was talking about earlier, is that we have to shore up the guardrails, the things like the courts, things like the State Department, the FBI, things that have worked well if you follow a set of rules and apply them equally.
Right. So what I think is not Trigby wasn't saying don't ask Marco Rubio that question. Trigby was saying Marco Rubio might actually answer that question, whereas you ask other people in Trump world, they just ignore you.
Right. But Tom, you have a great question, because I think it is the role of the media and the press not to be afraid, as Trigby said, and keep it on asking. Asking the tough questions. We'll try to do that as often as we can. Always appreciate you. Tomorrow, exciting show, going to be in the RC, coming at you from WRCE and Richland Center. The Ewing Bros, Brady and Brandon, for a full hour. Also our friend Peter Rapine, and talk a little politics as well and find out what's happening in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll see you tomorrow from the RC. For Zommers, for Trigby Olson and all of us, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Caribou Coffee's Faith Flynn makes the popcorn pick of the week. Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie talks Christmas events around the state. Then we wrap up with WBAY morning show host Emerson Lehman. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.